Today's hottest music, Hot 103's Big Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Las Cruces. Hopefully you're having a great day. Hopefully you're off to a great start this morning. We thank you so much for tuning in, Ed. Ed, we are excited because we have invited some friends into the studio. Dr. Amador, don't be shy. I need you to step up to the mic. You got to go ahead.
You are no stranger to the microphone.
Right, no stranger at all. Of course, joining us from Alma de Arte, we got a good friend joining us. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for stopping by, Dr. Amador. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know what? The best thing about this is having the kids here and having a big old Hernandez here as well. We just want to celebrate the kids and the students. And I think that's why we're here, right?
To talk about what
they're doing with the salsa competition and then the Taste of Alma.
Tell us about that. It sounds exciting. It's a contest with salsa. And that sounds to me like the best kind of contest.
This is perfect for this region. Like, if you're not having a salsa contest, then what are you really doing? So
we're not doing anything. We're not doing salsa, right?
Dance or
food. So really what I've had the kids do the last couple of weeks is come up with business plans and look at marketing. What makes salsa sell, and 2/3 of the condiments in the United States are salsa. So what they're going to get from this competition is whoever the people's choice is, that's going to be the salsa the school's going to be marketing.
Nice.
They've come up with habanero, sunshine, whatever, you know, happy-go-lucky salsa, and they're putting it together. So I'm going to get the materials for them Monday, and Tuesday they're going to make the salsa, and it'll be ready to go Wednesday.
Introduce us. Who do you have in the studio with us today?
We'll have them go ahead one by one, step up to the microphone.
You guys come up and introduce yourself.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tiana. I'm a senior. I'm also the dance captain.
Hi, my name is Ace, and I am also the dance captain.
Oh, how cool!
Awesome.
That's
all right.
Hi, my name's Kira, and I'm a senior, and I am one of the lead singers for our music
And we
program.
Saw you sing, I believe, during the holidays.
Did you?
Yes, we were there. You did so good.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Oscar. I'm a senior, and I am the school's advanced bass player. So
nice. All right. Well, and then, of course, last but not least.
Hey, everybody. I am Oscar, better known as Big O, and I'm actually the choreographer and dance director for the Alma de Arte Dance Club.
I gotta tell you something right now, because I was just on the Instagram. I saw some dance routines from you.
Yes.
So I gotta say, you got some moves, man. You really got some moves. You really do. I'm hurting right now. My knees hurt from a dance we did back on Valentine's Day.
What dance was that?
It was like a mix of a Cupid shuffle with a little bit of a.
They had Joey go out in the middle of Mesilla Plaza, and he had to do some kind of Zumba moves, and he has moves. It just doesn't have any rhythm.
The moves? No, it's either bring the moves or the rhythm. I couldn't bring both of them.
And you were dancing with a burrito in your hands.
So. Oh, yeah, that was two. Yeah.
Well, I hope we get to see you in one of our classes then.
You say the word. I'm ready to do that. Talk a little bit, though, about that, because the one thing I got to say when I saw on Instagram was just the interaction with the students, that confidence building that goes with the students, and just having them. I guess it helps when it comes to the performance because you're there with them, training them. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes. The main thing that I try to focus on with my students is confidence. I try to build that confidence because I think you can't go out there performing in front of a big audience if you're shy. So one thing I really cater to is having them not just be a dancer but a performer overall.
Yeah.
And I think it's worked in the past years because a lot of them now have just changed. They went from really shy to like really outgoing. And I think that's really been the big key for performances.
In the studio with us this morning, we have our friends from Alma de Arte joining us. We got more with the crew coming up on Hot 103's Big Show. Today's hottest music is Hot 103. This is The Big Show with Joey and Jackie. In the studio with us still, we have our friends from Alma de Arte joining us. Of course, they're talking about their upcoming event that's going to be happening tomorrow, Taste of Alma. Dr. Amador, I do want to ask you one question, though. That one of the things that we noticed was the confidence that is built at Alma de Arte. You know, a lot happens at Alma de Arte. Talk a little bit about that confidence these students get.
Absolutely. I think Alma's like the best kept secret in Las Cruces, right? And I think one of the things that we focus on is bringing the gifts and talents out of the students, and with that is the confidence. So there's a lot of support there, and I don't make the kids do anything I don't want to do. So we guide them along. Oscar does the same thing, and all of our teachers really do. Where students are first, right? And you can see they're all excited to be here. And again, one thing about being at Alma is providing access, engagement, and opportunity to areas where they otherwise would have never had it. So how many of you guys ever thought you'd be on the radio?
Yeah, right.
Right? You know what I'm saying? And so this is the first step, right? And then you guys being there, we were so honored to have you guys there, and you're celebrating students. And that's the key for this. So it's really giving them the confidence to be who they are. Mm-hmm. We're validating who they are, the space that they're in, and then they share their gifts and talents with us, and it's all over, right?
Yeah.
And as you guys saw last time, the students are the show.
And it's amazing because it's just seeing the interaction with the students, from the desserts that they were making for us to the performances to the and, you know, seeing staff get involved too. I thought that was another great thing too, because you even went up there and sang a song too, man. Like,
it is what it is, brother.
I know, right? I'm telling you, he's ready to go. But sure. Of course, let's break down what we have coming up. Of course, on the 5th, we do have the Taste of Alma. That event's at what time is everything kicking off? Who wants to jump in front of the mic and break down the details for everybody?
Break it down.
Okay, you're
gonna
do it?
I'll do it again. So it's at 5:30, starts at 5:30, and it goes all the way to 7-ish or whenever we finish. But like you guys saw last time, it's really focusing on the students. So the students run the program. You're going to get the salsa, and then you'll get culinary arts making desserts. Corner Deli always comes out and sponsors us with sandwiches, nice, so they're fantastic. And then we're just going to have some community players there. Anybody in the area that can enhance the students, so that's who we want there, right? And give the students access again to those opportunities.
I was going
to
say, what about that opportunity for parents that are thinking about, you know, Alma as a future for them? This would be the perfect opportunity to come out that to witness it as well, because they were like, they're hearing us talk about it right now, right. And they're saying, hey, this is something that maybe my kid would be interested right. in. This would be the perfect opportunity, almost like that open house for them to go and visit.
Fantastic. And yeah, we can use it as an open house. And this is what I tell future parents or students that want to come to Alma. If your kid's struggling, if they're struggling to find a place, if they're struggling to really come out and show people who they are, Alma's a place for you. And these guys can tell you that. I'll let them tell you that. I'm not going to speak for them. But the opportunities that they've had in the last couple of years as before prior, it's through the roof, right? And that's kind of what we want to focus on, is providing those opportunities for kids.
And I know we all have seniors here, right? Everybody's a yes. senior here. So what has been your favorite moment of being at Alma? We're just going to go down the line and just go ahead. So what has been one of your favorite moments as far as, you know, being at Alma?
Well, I've been there since my freshman year, and now I'm a senior and a dance captain on top of that. Getting my confidence and growing, because I used to be very quiet and shy a little bit, and now I'm on the radio.
Like, can we tell you something?
Yeah,
that's me and Jackie too.
Yeah, I was so shy. I didn't talk to anyone in high
school. Yeah, we were very
so quiet.
The
yeah,
confidence, and that's
but
amazing.
You know what's cool is I wish this school was around when I was in high school, because it would help me sooner than in college. Because in college is when I finally started talking to people at my first job. But you know, it took a long time, and you're still in high school. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So who else do we? You want to come up and tell us about your experience?
I have been going to Alma all 4 years, and I just found a lot of opportunities shown to me socially. You know, I didn't get to use my words because I was just so scared. And this school gives you ways to feel those feelings without using words, whether yes. that be cooking, dancing, art, music, all of that is open to you. And I also got to meet a lot of cool people, old seniors and current seniors, and my lovely dance captain partner. And I would have never been able to unlock all of these opportunities if I didn't push myself to go to Alma.
Yes.
That's amazing. What about some other shared experiences?
I've also been here since my freshman year, and it's really cool because I'm not a big fan of big high schools, and so that's why I really like Alma, because it's very small, it's very personal, and I am naturally a performer, and so I've been able to do theater here and stuff, and then now music, and I love being on stage, I love being in the spotlight, I love singing, I love acting and all of that, and Alma really lets me express that and show that, and it lets me be a performer and be in the spotlight
that is
and stuff.
Amazing. That is so awesome to hear these stories. How about you? What about your shared experiences being a senior at Alma?
Well, unlike them, I haven't been here all my 4 years. I've been at Alma since my sophomore year, and I gotta say, it's one of the best schools here in town. I mean, just the opportunities social wise are amazing. I never thought I would be playing at City Hall for the people there. I never thought I would be playing at the convention center every now and then. It's amazing. All the programs there are wonderful. I've been in the culinary program, run by our wonderful teacher, Miss Rowe, and I gotta say, it's amazing. The food always comes out great. I've been in art, taught by Miss Prisbus. Not the best artist, but if she can get me to draw a still life, which she has, hey, I must be doing something right. And our wonderful music teacher, Mr. Martinez, as well. All the opportunities that he's been able to give us, especially us seniors, with performing at many, many, many events, especially Dr. A as well, with those events. are truly a blessing. I would have never thought that I could have been performing on stage with my best friends on there and just enjoying the spotlight.
That is so amazing.
If that's not a testament about how amazing this school is, I don't know what is.
Right. I mean, you're hearing it here first, folks. Of course, you do not want to miss out. And of course, Dr. Amador, run down the details one more time for this upcoming Wednesday's event for the Taste of Alma so people can go out there and enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. So starts at 5:30. We're at 402 West Court at Alma de Arte Charter High School. And you'll do like a little art walk. So you'll see the artwork first. And then the performing artists start at 6 o'clock. So you're gonna see some ballet folklorico, you'll see the dance team, you'll see the Alma Jazz Ensemble, and some other stuff that I know Mr. Martinez has hidden for us. And it's all run by students.
Don't miss out. It's happening this Wednesday. Kicks off at 5:30. Of course, Jack and I will be in the house. We're gonna be having some fun out there with you, tasting the salsas. They said salsas, we're in.
I know, well, count us in, we're there.
We're there. We wanna thank you all so much for joining us and being on the show. Thank you all so much. Of course, you guys follow them on social media as well. Search for them, Alma de Arte. Search for them on Instagram as well as Facebook, and get connected with them today.